This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. Sorry we didn't get a chance to get together this week, but Thursday night, you know. I think we'll have to do Amud Beis tomorrow, but let's start with Amud Aleph. We're going to start with the Mishnah on Kuf Amud Beis on the bottom. Hamimaenes, a girl who's a ketana, who midoraisa, only a father can marry off a ketana, but midrabanan, the rabbanan allowed the mother or the brother to marry her off. Otherwise, people would know that this girl has no father. They'll exploit her. So therefore, they allowed the mother or the brother to marry her off to protect her. This way, she'll be under the protection of a husband. So hamimaenes, a woman who refuses, but she has the ability to refuse her husband and to nullify the marriage. So hamimaenes, a woman who refuses a marriage, hashnia, or a woman who's aser to the husband, midrabanan, she's a shnia, midrabanan. Now, a shnia, the children will not be mamzerim. If you marry an erva that's a shnia, the children will not be mamzerim. Since the children will not be mamzerim, it's assumed, because in general, women want to get married more than men do. So therefore, the chachamim assume that probably she was the one who instigated this marriage, and therefore we're going to penalize her. Normally, a woman's not going to want to go into a marriage that which is aser, because it will affect their children, but here it doesn't affect their children, so we have to presume she was the one who instigated the marriage. So we're going to see we penalize her, she doesn't get a ksuba. The islandess, or a woman who doesn't have a uterus. So the halacha is ein lahem ksuba. They don't have a ksuba. V'loy peiros. And she doesn't have the benefits that she gets for giving the husband the fruits. Halacha is, in exchange for the husband getting fruits, he is obligated to redeem her. So therefore, the reason why the Chachamim give the husband the peiros of Nechse Milug is in exchange for him redeeming her, says Rashi. So in this case, the husband doesn't get the fruits, and therefore he's not obligated to redeem her. So in this case, the Mema'enes, the Shnia, and the Islandess, she doesn't have a ksuba, v'loy mezainos, and she is not fed. He doesn't have to support her. Because these are all Tanoi HaKsuba, and since any of these three ladies don't get a Ksuba, so therefore they don't get Mezainos. V'loi Blois, they don't get the worn out clothing. What does that mean? If, let's say, there's clothing that she brought into the marriage, whatever remains of that, she does not get. And if she had clothing that he gave her and it wore out, that she doesn't get compensated for that. She doesn't get the worn out clothing. Now,
give her earnings?
What?
Her earnings or her fines she have to give to her husband, quote unquote? She makes money on the side now. Does she have to give them that money or she finds him?
L'chaira not. We're going to see L'chaira. Let's see. I think it's a machlokes. We're going to bring two opinions. Whether a mema'enes, you mean once she refuses the marriage, or while they're, or in which case? In any of these three cases?
Right, since he doesn't have to give her the fruit, the fruit, so does it go all the way, or is she also gets penalized on that side as well? That even the what she finds, she has to give the.
Do we say he doesn't get the fruit and therefore he doesn't get her earnings either? I'm not sure. We're going to see soon in the Gemara. If at first he married her knowing she was an islandess, yesh la ksuba, she does have a ksuba. Because he knew that she was an alanis. Almana l'kohen gadol, an almana to a kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza kohen hedyot, a divorced woman, a woman who's a chalitza to a kohen hedyot, mamzeras u'nasina l'Yisrael, mamzeras and a nasina to Yisrael, bas Yisrael, a Jewish girl, a Jewish woman to a nasina and a mamzer, yesh lahem ksuba, she has a ksuba, because since it will affect the children, we assume that he was the one who instigated these marriages. Okay. Says the Gemara, Rav Tani, Rav taught, Ketana Yoytze Beget. That if somebody married a Ketana, the halacha is, if somebody married a Ketana, she goes out with a Get. Meaning, her marriage as a Ketana, so again, Rav Tani, Ketana Yoytze Beget. Rav taught that a woman who is a ketana, who is married to her husband, and then she leaves with a get, ain la ksuba, doesn't get a ksuba, because they were never really married. And certainly, if, not only were they never married, but if, let's say, she dissolves the, quasi-marriage with miyun, because she came in ma'ina, certainly if she is mamoin in the marriage, she doesn't get a ksuba. Shmuel Tani, Shmuel said no. Mima enes in laksuba. Only if she dissolves this arrangement with Mion does she not get a ksuba. Aval yoitza beget. But if she goes out with a get, yesh laksuba. Basically, it seems like the machlekes is, Rav holds that the marriage of a ketana is a Rav holds the marriage of a ketana is not a marriage, and therefore she doesn't have a ksuba even if she goes out with a get, certainly if she does Mion. And Shmuel says that no, the marriage of a ketana is a marriage, and she'll only lose the ksuba if she does miyun. So, according to Rav, the Mishnah is talking about not only if she does miyun, but even if she is any nisuin of a ketana that is terminated. And according to Shmuel, no, only miyun. What? L'chayr, it's not a marriage d'oraisa, but it has some standing. The question is, when the mother or the brother marry her off, is that just an arrangement, or does it have? Is it like kedushin midrabanan? Is it just they could live together, but they're not really married, or did rabbanan give it a status of marriage? Everyone agrees she does have to do something again. The question is there a status before, or is it just he's permitted to live with her? Rav says it's just a status. I'm sorry. Rav says that it's just a status. Rav says he could just live with her. There's no status. The nesu'in of a ketana has no value. It's not a marriage. He could just live with her. And Shmuel says, no, it's a marriage. Shmuel says, mima enes ein laksuba, but yoitz v'get yesh laksuba, because Shmuel holds it's a marriage. It says, gemar v'azdo Shmuel l'tamei. Shmuel goes according to his reason. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, mima enes ein laksuba. If she does miyon, there's no ksuba. Yoitz v'get, yesh la ksuba, but if she goes out with a get, she does have a ksuba. Mima'enes loy pasla mina achen. If she does miyun, it does not exempt her, it does not pasl her to the rest of the brothers. According to Shmuel, yoitz v'get, yesh la ksuba. If she goes out with a get, she has a ksuba because it's a marriage. If she does miyun, it doesn't disqualify her from the brothers. Why not? Because she was never married. V'loy psalamin ha-kuhuna, it does not make her unfit to kuhuna because she was never married. This woman was never married. The fact that So in other words, let's think about the case. If she does miyun to one brother, she is not disqualified to the other brothers. But also, she's allowed to marry Lekuhuna. Why is she allowed to marry Lekuhuna? She's not a grusha, because the marriage was, she does miyun, it retroactively was never chal. However, yoytze beget, if she goes out with a get, psalam and achen, it does disqualify her from the brothers, upsalam and hakuhuna, and it disqualifies her from kuhuna, because according to Shmuel, there is a status of the marriage of a ketana. This is a whopper. A woman who does miyun, normally, if somebody, a woman is divorced, she has to wait 3 months before she marries someone else in order that we could determine who the father is. Because if she doesn't wait 3 months and she gets married right away and she becomes pregnant, we're not going to know who the dad is. Shmuel says that only applies when she was married in the first place. If she wasn't married in the first place, because she did miyun, she doesn't have to wait 3 months. Even though, technically speaking, the same chash of Havchana would be present because she may have lived with the guy and she was allowed to live with the guy. But the din derabanan of Havchana does not apply when she was not married. Yoytze beget, but if she goes out with a divorce, tzricha lahamtin shloisha chadashim. Because according to Shmuel, a katana does have a status of marriage. Rav, on the other hand, holds that a katana has no status of marriage. So the first thing the Gemara asks is, "My Kamashna, what's Shmuel's chiddush? Tanina kulu. We learned all of these halachas. We already learned all of these halachas that Shmuel mentioned in the Mishnah. Number one, hamima enes b'ish. If a woman refuses a man, who mutter b'krav asel, he can marry her relatives because they were never married. V'imotas b'krav av, she can marry his relatives because they were never married. V'loib salamina kahuna." And he does not disqualify her from kuhuna. Nasan la get, if he gives her a get, who aser b'krav asel, he's aser to his relatives. He aser b'krav av, she is aser to his relatives. Upsalam and hakuhuna. And he asers her from kuhuna. So we have a beferish mishnah to the teaching of Shmuel, that there's a difference between mima enes and giving a katana a get. Says Gemara, no, the chiddush of Shmuel is tzricha lahamtin shlosh chodashim and tzricha lei. Shmuel's chiddush is that she does not have to wait 3 months. That we didn't see in the Mishnah. Delight tanan. That was not taught in the Mishnah. Now, so it comes out, we have machlokes seemingly between Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel seems to say that the kedushin of a katana is a kedushin. Shmuel says the kedushin of a katana is not a kedushin. Rav taught katana yoytze beget doesn't have a ksuba. Rav holds the kedushin of katana is not a kedushin. Shmuel says only mima enes, but yoytze beget does have a kedushin. The kedushin of a katana is a kedushin. So lema katanoi. Let's say that the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is already a machlokes tanoim. How so? Rabbi Lezer says, "E masa ketana klum." The act of a ketana is nothing. Ve'ein bala zakoy b'mitzias. This is what Michael wanted to know. The husband does not get her findings. V'loy b'masia deha. He doesn't get the money she makes. V'loy b'hafaras nedarea. He can't cancel her vows. Ve'ein yarsha. He doesn't inherit her. Ve'ein matamala. And he cannot be metame to her. Meaning, Rabbi Elazar holds, klala shel davar, eina k'ishtel chol davar. She is not like his wife for anything. Ela shetzricha miyun. The only thing he could do is he could live with her. And he needs miyun. She has to refuse it, otherwise she has this arrangement with him. So Rabbi Elazar seems to hold like Shmuel, Rav seems to go like Rabbi Lezer, that the mice of ketana is nothing. Rabbi Shua says, no, mas ketana klum. The act of a ketana is something. Ubala zakah b'mitziyasa, and the husband gets her findings of masiyada, and what she earns with Afaras Nedareah, and he could cancel her Nedarim, V'yarshan, he inherits her Matamala, and he could be Tamei to her. Klalei Shaldavar, Harei Kishel Chaldavar. The summation is that she is his wife for everything. Ela Sheyoytze B'Miyun. It's just she goes out with Miyun. So, Lema Rav D'Amar Krib Lezer. Rav who holds the Ma'is of Ketan is nothing, goes like Rebbe Lezer. Ushmuel, who holds the Ma'is of Ketan is something, Rebbe Yeshua. He goes like Rebbe Yeshua. Rav says that a Ketana doesn't get a ksuba even by Gittin. That's like the Shita of Rebbe Lezer. On the other hand, Shmuel, who says that if you give her a get, she gets a ksuba, the Chora, that goes like Rebbe Yeshua. You see, it's interesting. Rav and Shmuel are talking about what the husband has to give the Ketana. Rebbe Elazar and Rav, Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yeshua are talking about what the girl has to give the husband. See, Rav holds the husband has no responsibility at all to her. And Shmuel says the husband has to give her the ksuba. Rebbe Lezer holds the husband, she doesn't have to give anything to him. Now, why would he be responsible to give her a ksuba? Well, one thing is, why would we give the husband these rights? L'chaira, we want to try to get him to want to marry this girl, to take care of her. So, presumably, we would sooner give him benefits from her than give her benefits from him. After all, she's the one who we need to help. If we need to help her, we need to convince him. So, l'chaira, we would be sooner give the husband benefits, then give the husband responsibility to pay the ksuba. But right now we're aligning Rav, who says the act of a ketan is nothing, with and therefore you don't give her a ksuba, with Rebbe Lezer, who says the husband doesn't get benefits, and Shmuel, who says the husband has to give her a ksuba, with Rebbe Yeshua, that the husband gets benefits. Says the Gemara, I leave the Rebbe Lezer, kulam leplegi. According to Rebbe Lezer, who says the husband gets no benefits, then everybody would say that the girl gets no ksuba. Because we would sooner give the husband benefits than obligate him in a ksuba. So if Rebbe Lezer says that he doesn't get benefits, everyone would agree that she doesn't get a ksuba. They argue in the world of Rebbe Yeshua where we give the benefits to the husband. So the question is, okay, does he have to pay the ksuba? Shmuel, Rebbe Yeshua. Shmuel says, look, I hold like Rebbe Yeshua. The husband gets the benefits, and likewise he has to give the ksuba. V'Rav, Rav would say, I can't like Rebbe Yeshua Hassan. Rebbe Yeshua only said his din over there that the husband gets benefits, Ela Medidala Diday, from her to him, she has to give him all the benefits. Ela Medidala Diday, but from him to her, that he has to, we have to make his life miserable, that he has to pay the ksuba. What do you mean? We're trying to help her out by making him want to marry her. Okay. Vayitein the Gemara. This little pocket over here, we need extra siyata d'shmaya. V'loy v'loy. She doesn't get out. She doesn't get the worn out clothing. Amar le Rav Huna bar Chiya Rav Kahana. Rav Huna bar Chiya said to Rav Kahana, Amart lon mishmei de Shmuel. You told us, in the name of Shmuel, Loi shanu ela nichse milug. This din that she doesn't get the worn-out clothing is only nichse milug. Nichse milug are not put into the ksuba. Either she brings it into the marriage, she doesn't write in the ksuba, or she inherited, or she got it while they were married, and she owns the keren, and if it goes up, if it goes down, It doesn't affect the husband. All he could do is use the fruits. As opposed to Nechsei Soin Barzel, is evaluated. They put the value into the ksuba. The husband is responsible. If it goes up, he gains. If it goes down, he loses. And it's written into the ksuba. So Rav Huna Bar Chiya said to Rav Kahana, Amrit lan mishmei d'shmo, you told us, you said to us in the name of Shmo, Loishanu al nechsei milod. This thing that she doesn't get the worn out clothing, if she doesn't get the worn out clothing of the milug, Aval nechsei tzayin barzel isla. She gets the worn out clothing of the tzayin barzel, which is totally counterintuitive, because the nechsei milug she owns, the nechsei tzayin barzel he owns when they're married. So why she would not get the nechsei milug when they wore out? She doesn't get the worn out clothing of the nechsei milug, but she would get nechsei tzayin barzel. So we got a story over here. We have to figure this out. Havi bara papa. Rav Papa asked the following question about it. Aha! Which case of the Mishnah did Rav Kahana teach this? Meaning, was Rav Kahana talking about a mema'emes? Was he talking about a shmiya? Or was he talking about a Islandus? E lema amima enes. If he's talking amima enes, e de isnahu. If the clothing are present when she nullified the marriage, idiva idi shakla, she should get the nefse milug or the nefse tzayin barzel. They belong to her. Nefse tzayin barzel go back to her when the marriage is terminated. So if they're present, she should get both nefse tzayin barzel and nefse milug. If they're not around, they're completely worn out, she shouldn't get either. You know why? Because the husband could say, what should I give you? I should compensate you? I want to stay married to you. You're the one who is blowing up this marriage. What do you want from me? Why should I compensate you? You're the one terminating this. Ella islandess, must be going on an islandess. So the same thing, Edith, if it's around Idiv Adi Shakla, she should get both. They belong to her. She would want to stay here. He's ruining the marriage. They belong to her, so she should be compensated. The Edith, if they're not here, if they're not around, then it's just the opposite. She should get the nechsei milug that belonged to her, but maybe the nechsei tzayin barzel, they're in his rishos, let him keep that. Says Gemara, idles, if they're not around, ibchami baylei. Then it should have been the opposite. Nechsei milug de rishus hakayma. The nechsei milug are in her rishos. Isla, she should get that. Nechsei tzayin barzel, the elav rishus hakayma, the nechsei milug that are in his rishus, less so that she shouldn't get that. It's completely counterintuitive that she should only get the belois of the nechsei tzayin barzel, not the nechsei milug. Nechsei milug are in principle hers when they're married. Nechsei tzayin barzel are in principle his when they're married. It's true when they're not married, it should go back to her, but if you're going to say one goes back to her, one doesn't go back to her, the one that should go back to her are the nefsei milug, which in principle belong to her when they're married, not the nefsei tzayin barzel. Says Mar el ashniya, it's going on shniya. A woman who's an iser drabana, it comes to rabbanon with the day, the rabbanon knas her. Vididei, and what she should get from him, she should get from him the nechsei milug. So the chachamim answered her from what she should get from him. So they said, you don't get the nechsei milug. Ulididei bedida, and they answered him that he has to make up bedida for what really he should have got from her. Meaning, we're not happy with the two of them that they entered into this marriage. So we're going to penalize her for what she's supposed to get from him, namely the same nilug, and we're going to penalize him with what he was supposed to be able to keep from her, namely the nitzitz and barzel. Now, says the Holy Gemara, Amar Rav Shimi Barashi, Shimi Barashi said, Shema minami Rav Kahana. You could learn from the teaching of Kahana, Aili Leglima, that if she brings in a cloak into the union, Karnahava, it's Karen. And if it's Karen, he's not allowed to use the cloak. He's only allowed to use Peros, not the Karen. Karnahava, it's Karen. Mechasi love Azal Adabali. And he's not allowed to cover himself with it until it's worn out. What does this mean? What did Rav Kahana say? He said, by Shniyos, she doesn't get the Nechsemi Lug. Why? Because she shouldn't have married the guy. What does that mean? That means if she was allowed to marry the guy, then he would have to pay her. What do you mean he has to pay her? The husband has to pay her for all Nechsemi Lug. He doesn't have to pay her for Nechsei Milug if he's allowed to use it. So must then, he wasn't allowed to use the clothing. Why wouldn't he be allowed to use the clothing? I thought he's allowed to use Peros. Must be it's not Peros, it must be it's Karen. Meaning, it says he doesn't have to pay her for the Nechsei Milug because they're Shniyos. That implies if they wouldn't be Shniyos, he would have to pay her. Why does he have to pay her? Isn't he allowed to use Peros? Must be wearing a garment is not Peros. Aye, but we know Rav Nachman disagreed. Rav Nachman held wearing clothing is peiros. So Amar Rav Nachman, peirahavi, it's peiros. And Rav Nachman pligi. Rav Nachman argues. Says the Holy Gemara, all these three women don't get a ksuba. Ein lahen ksuba. Amar Shmuel leishana elaman masayim. When we say they don't get a ksuba, they don't get the 100 or 200. Avos tesefes yesh lahen. And when an enes, a shmiya, an islandess, gets tesefes ksuba. The Tosefos is separate. Tanya Nami Hachi, Nashim Sha'am Chacham Eilam Ksuba. Women that the Chacham said don't have a Ksuba. Kugayin Hamim Ha'enes, like a woman who does Neon. The Chavar Seha. And the other girls that are mentioned in the Mishnah, namely Eilanis or Shmiya. Ein Lehem Manam Asayim. They don't have the 100 of the Tosefos Yesh, and they do have the Tosefos. But Nashim Sha'am Chacham Yoytas Shalai B'Ksuba. Any woman that the rabbi said she goes out without a ksuba, for example, what? We say a woman who violates the law, the chavoseha, and her associates, ein lahem toisefes, does not have toisefes. The kol shekein manu masayim, and certainly the 100 or 200. The Hayoitzitz Mishum Shemra. A woman who goes out because there are rumors against her. Noitelas Mashalafaneha. Now this is interesting. What does it mean? A woman, let's say she has to get divorced because the rumors she committed adultery. So the halacha is Noitelas Mashalafaneha Yoitza. She takes whatever is before her. What does it mean? She takes whatever is before her. Rashi says, the Nechsei Milug, whatever Nechsei Milug are present, she will take that, and she will leave the marriage. Okay? So Baruch Hashem, we did Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph, and then, I know tomorrow is a busy day, but what are you going to do? You know, we'll be busy by learning Daf Kuf Aleph Amid Beis, I guess. And if you can't make it, you'll have to learn it by yourself. Should I tell you the time now? Let's call it for... My shoe are over at 45. Around 1. I'll say around 1. Okay, and I'll tell you exactly tomorrow. Hopefully we can do that 1. Okay? Okay. Have a good night. So, yeah, thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.